Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Ilsa by Madeline L'Engle, performed by Graham Halstead. Part 1. 1. I watched the little girl for a long time. She sat on a rickety wooden fence that had never been painted any color. Now it had the look of the burned, parched-out brown-gray of the August grasses at her feet, or again of the cracked palm leaves that sounded like paper rattling in the sultry devil's breath of wind, or the dead hair of Spanish moss smothering the live oaks. She was talking to some men from a chain gang. They were very big and very black, and their muscles moved with a smooth, liquid beauty under their bare, sweat-streaked backs. Their black-and-white striped trousers were cut off or rolled to their knees, and so dirty that the stripes were blurred to a uniform gray.
"Why are you here?" the little girl was asking.
"Did you kill your wife with a hatchet?"
Standing with their weight on one lazy leg, their picks swung loosely over their shoulders, the colored men were telling her how they got on the chain gang. Some for petty thievery, some for meaningless murder, some for rape, some because they beat their wives when they felt good. I crouched very still behind a clump of palmettos because I was scared. Mama had told my sister and me time and again that if we were bad, the chain gang would come at night with their fetters clanking, and the overseer, too, with his long black whip like a snake and his gun and a leather holster on his hip. Then we would have iron bracelets soldered onto our ankles and become part of the gang, with the chains dragging as we walked. I was especially frightened because I'd just been very bad, and my being hidden there behind the palmetto clump, with the hot, dry sand burning through my trousers and through the calluses on my feet, was bad in itself. The men didn't see me, and neither did the little girl. She was far too busy with her conversation, sitting there on her burned-out fence. Her huge straw hat had slipped back on her head and was hanging by a pair of frayed scarlet ribbons. Her wild, sun-bleached hair was exposed to the intense heat of the afternoon. Her faded blue cotton dress was tight against a body that, almost imperceptibly, was beginning to lose its childish straightness and take shape. The dress was so tight, indeed, that there was a great rent down the back, and though some of the men eyed her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?